any tree that has a green leaf growing on it. If there's a green leaf growing on it, don't harm it. Practice that. That kind of love and admiration for humanity. Live as much as you can those principles. And all it amounts to is simply beginning a process of moving out of the lowest levels of consciousness. The lowest level of consciousness is ego consciousness. Ego, some have suggested EGO, is an acronym for edging God out. That as you edge God out of your life, what you have done is you have separated yourself from your divinity, believed that you are those six things, separate from everyone, separate from what you would like to attract into your life, separate from God, all of your possessions, all of your achievements, your reputation. You start believing that this is who you are, and you start living this way, and you look upon your divinity as something that is out there that you'll see, you'll talk to on at the synagogue on Saturday or at church on Sunday morning or whatever. And you'll practice during certain days, like we call, you know, at the end of the year, 30 days of fasting, and this makes me, you know, closer to God and so on. To me, it's about applying the principles of moving past ego consciousness. And then we move into the next level of consciousness, which is called group consciousness, which causes almost as much trouble as ego consciousness. And this is where we begin to identify ourselves on the basis of the groups that we belong to. And we believe that if we were born into this group, that that group is superior to the other group. And if we were born on this side of the river, and you were born on that side of the river, that makes you my enemy in the event of a boundary conflict or a cultural conflict. And if I am American and you are German or you are Japanese or you are Taliban or whatever, then that makes me someone who has to be opposed to you. Whenever I hear the song God Bless America, I always have a part of me, as Valerie Hunt speaks about, you begin to think globally rather than locally. I always think, I'll be glad when the day comes when it's God bless humanity. When there's no exclusion anyplace. That God just isn't on the side of those of us who happen to live in this particular location. Which is not in any way to suggest that America isn't a wonderful and a beautiful place. I'm honored and thrilled and privileged to live here, of course. But honoring your divinity means thinking more globally. And when I see conflicts between one group and another, men versus women, when I see conflicts between people who are older and people who are younger, when you see conflicts existing between people who have one color skin and a different color of skin, when you see conflicts between people who wear a robe versus those who wear a yarmulke, when you see all of these divisions, and there are just endless numbers of them that we pigeonhole ourselves into, they are still the cause of virtually all conflicts on the planet. We still are dividing ourselves. We don't understand that this is a round planet, and on a round planet, there's no choosing up sides. There are no sides. So the third level of consciousness in which you begin to treasure your divinity is the level of unity consciousness, mystical consciousness, God consciousness. This is the level at which you begin to see that we and everyone is connected to everyone else. Let me share something with you from Power versus Force. Pain exists to promote evolution. Its cumulative effect finally forces us in a new direction. Though the mechanism may be very, very slow, how many times is it necessary, he asks, to hit bottom before a lesson is learned? Perhaps thousands. Which may account for the sheer quantity of human suffering, so vast as to be incomprehensible. But slowly, ever so slowly, by inches, does civilization advance. By inches. And as many times as I was interviewed on TV after the events of the 11th of September 2001, When people ask me about my view of humanity and do these kinds of things suggest that we are moving backward or forward, my suggestion is always that we are moving forward and that these kinds of events bring out in us the very best that humanity has to offer, as difficult as it is for us to see in the moment. And I think back to not too long ago, in 1958, I was in the United States Navy. I was in a radio school there in a place called Havre-de-Grace, Maryland, Bainbridge, Maryland. And my best friend in life at that time, who was in the boot camp with me, was named Rayford Secondus Dudley. I always hope that if I mention it enough that I'll get in contact with him, because I've lost contact with him. And he was black, young man from Chicago, and it was 1958, and we walked into a diner in Havre-de-Grace, Maryland at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were both in the uniform of the United States Navy, and they wouldn't serve us because he was black. In 1958. And I walked out of there in shock that a man who was serving his country and in the service could be denied to have an omelet with me. And we both, of course, walked out, and